Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The first shipment of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine arrived in the United States over the weekend to await an emergency use authorization from the FDA. But a recent poll from Gallup showed that only about 60% of Americans were ready to get the shots. That's something the White House Coronavirus Task Force is trying to remedy. Admiral Brett Giroir says Americans need to know these vaccines are safe. The Assistant Secretary of Health for the Department of Health and Human Services tells CNN that the vaccines have gone through intense testing.
These vaccines have been tested in tens of thousands of individuals. There are independent data safety monitoring boards. There's going to be an independent, transparent review. The Pfizer vaccine will have an advisory committee on December 10th. All the data will be out there. The Surgeon General and myself and all the team are really out trying to educate the public. We have to see what the data show, but all indications are this is an extremely safe vaccine.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Congress returns from Thanksgiving break tomorrow with the task of passing another round of coronavirus stimulus front and center. House Democrats are trying to push through a broad $2 trillion plan, while Senate Republicans are pushing a targeted $500 billion bill. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle say they need to get some form of aid passed. Representative French Hill says a bill should have already gone through. The Arkansas Republican tells Fox News that one of the most important things Congress can do right now is let state governors spend the money they've already been given through the CARES Act.
And we need to get this done. We need to extend the Paycheck Protection Program for our small businesses. We need to give our governors flexibility to spend the CARES Act money that they have. And that's critical because that date ends 12/31 of this year.
Congressional leaders will also need to agree on a spending bill to fund the government by December 11th. Negotiators had hoped to be able to settle on a budget bill for all of 2021, which looks unlikely, with less than 2 weeks to hammer out an agreement before the deadline. This is USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Students in the nation's largest school district will soon be back in the classroom. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced Sunday that the city's public schools will reopen for pre-K students on December 7th, with schools serving students with special educational needs opening on December 10th. Middle and high school students will return to in-person learning at a date yet to be determined. The district had closed its doors about 2 weeks ago as COVID cases in the city spiked. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that reopening schools is a sound strategy as far as the data is concerned. He tells ABC this week that the focus should be on keeping schools open while restricting bars, restaurants, and activities that contribute to community spread.
So if you mitigate the things that you know are causing spread in a very, very profound way, in a robust way, if you bring that down, you will then indirectly and ultimately protect the children in the school, because the community level is determined how things go across the board. So my feeling would be the same thing. If you look at the data, the spread among children and from children is not really very big at all, not like one would have suspected.
And the NFL has fined a pair of teams over violations of the league's coronavirus protocols. The New England Patriots were fined $350,000 for not following protocols during a mini-outbreak that sidelined stars Cam Newton and Stephon Gilmore. The New Orleans Saints were fined $500,000 and docked a 2021 seventh-round draft pick, drawing a harsher penalty as a repeat offender. Both the team and head coach Sean Payton have been previously fined for failure to follow protocols. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Okay, so many viewpoints, not enough time to cover them. You know, mask, no mask. Is there voter fraud? No voter fraud. Do we take the vaccine, not take the vaccine? Is it any wonder? Phil Hotzenpeller, my good friend, is with us, and he is the senior pastor of Influence Church and also the founder of American Faith. And good to have him with us on every Monday. You're in. I mean, I appreciate your commitment to get up early. You're on the West Coast and dealing with all that you're dealing with. But and I'm sure you were excited to hear the good news from the Supreme Court telling the governor of New York that, hey, when it comes to churches, you need to back up, bucko.
Hey, anytime little Napoleons get told to honor the Constitution, it's a happy day for me. How about you, Bill?
Yeah, I'm right with you. Exactly. Well, you see, and this is especially right now, like you said, we've got little Napoleons, and that's very appropriate, happening around this country, that it really isn't about coming to a solution. You know, we were talking earlier, if you remember during the debate, Kamala Harris made a statement that was quite contrary and quite dangerous about the vaccine. And Mike Pence, Vice President Mike Pence, called her on it, said, how dare you? How dare you introduce a negative on an opportunity that is going to help so many people? And the numbers, Phil, this was amazing. Dan Perkins laid out these numbers. In May, 72% of Americans said, hey, if you got the vaccine, I'm taking it. All right. Now you get all the political stuff that goes on with the media and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and everybody. And so it goes from 72% in May, September, 51%. Now we're about 40%. So here we are with rapidity, Operation Warp Speed. We've got a vaccine that's going to be available, and we need to hit roughly about 50% for herd immunity, is what the scientists tell us, and we're at 40%. So we got a 10% differential. I wonder if the Democrats can, you know, stuff that ballot box to where we could get up to about 50. What do you think? They might be able to do that?
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of things going on. I think, number one, people are questioning really science now because there's been so much duplicity on the part of those who supposedly in the know and are experts. I think that's one dimension. I think the second dimension is that, you know, do we trust big pharma now?
Exactly.
Do we trust big tech? And so I think there's multiple streams of confusion that are coming. And I think it's a good thing in one way, because I think Americans are kind of starting to wake up. I mean, we're like a bunch of teenage girls that just can't get up for, you know, my daughter would sleep till noon and thought it was wonderful. And then when she woke up, she was groggy for an hour. And that's kind of like America today. We're kind of like teenagers who get to sleep too long, get groggy, and then by 9 o'clock, they woke up, they're ready to go, and don't want to go to bed again. And so that's how I view America right now. We're just confused, sleepy, and draggy when it comes to this stuff. But I think there's a waking up happening, and I think it's going to be a really, really good thing because, you know, you can only take this so long. And there's
exactly.
a point at which even the most ill-informed are going, wait, what are we doing here? So
exactly.
What do you think, Bill?
Well, no, I agree with you because I've been saying all along, you know, even when you're a two-year-old, I mean, you've got grandkids. I mean, and the grandkids know it too. That's not fair. That's cheating. They tell you they can't say it quite clearly like that, but they're cheating. They're cheating. they will tell you that's not fair. You know, so we know this inherently, and as you said, the evidence and anecdotal evidence is so clear that people are uncomfortable with this. And when the president talks about it being rigged, and we hear about these voting machines, and suddenly you know, you've got a dump of ballots coming across. Some didn't even have fold marks on it. That's interesting. I mean, most ballots, when they're sent to you, they have creases on them. Why are you dealing with ballots that don't have creases or any kind of reminder that there was a crease existed at some point in time? I mean, it's almost like it came straight off some sort of printing machine. And, oh, yeah, by the way, that oval was perfectly, you know, perfectly covered, and it was consistent. And there was no downline voting. It was only for Joe Biden. Just a little bit suspicious. I mean, there was, you know, a lot of smoke here, you know.
Well, I think you're right, and what's happening is I think I saw a poll, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe you saw the same one, that 56% of Americans think there was some kind of voter fraud.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And
yeah.
If that's the case, that means they polled every single person they polled was voted for Trump plus, because that's what that means.
Exactly. Well, even if in traditional ways, so, Phil. Bill, real quick, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but real quick, in traditional polling, it's usually weighted more for Democrats. So even if they weighted more for Democrats and a majority of Americans are saying this smells like bad fish, I mean, those numbers have got to be exponential.
Oh, they do. Exactly. So that tells me something. And I also think that people, if you kind of look back, I look back in March, April, I think it was, they were actually stopping cars on the highway in Orange County because of the lockdown order.
Right.
And the only way around that was for you to issue, as an employer, some kind of a letter that basically said you're an essential worker, which we could do because we fall into two categories of essential worker. That one is because of our food distribution center, and the other is because of our broadcasting that we're doing, which is simply our live stream podcast, et cetera.
Right.
We issued that. Now, no employee got stopped, but that shows you how crazy it was.
Mm-hmm.
And in all of our minds, my mind, I'm going, this thing is really bad. It's going to get worse. And now all of a sudden, you know, you see people that there have been a loss of life, which is sad. But at the same time, it's not like we didn't lose lives before. And a recent a graph I just was sent was that actually the rate per 100,000 is 8.8, I believe it is, deaths per 100,000. And it was actually higher all the way up through the, I believe it was late 70s, early 80s, something like that. And the rate of the death rate in America is actually lower this year than it was last year if you take just 11 months out of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not dealing with something that, you know, we've always dealt with risk. We've always dealt with challenges and problems. And people are waking up and going, wait a minute. You know, if I can finally find some truth on my social media, I can actually get some answers and I can make an informed decision instead of being controlled by what they're doing.
Well, let me share a true story with you. Our good friend Bob Cook, who you knew. In fact, he was the one who, one of the guys, you know, involved with the radio show that got us together in the early days, you know, at Cape Wright Radio in Southern California. And he and his wife contracted COVID. They contracted the COVID. And so they go to the doctors, and of course it's confirmed they got the COVID. And so he says, okay, what do I do now? Where's the remdesivir? Where's the hydroxychloroquine? Where's all the, you know, super stuff I'm supposed to take? The doctor goes, no, just go home and, you know, plenty of fluids, get some rest. That's it. That's it? He says, I've got the COVID. It's like the flu. You know, and how many, I mean, this is his anecdotal story, he and his wife, how many other people are going through the same thing and going, what is all this fear-mongering and everything. They were going and they're telling us, go home, take a couple of aspirins, have a drink of water, and all will be well. But yet, you know, we want to be told that everybody is dying here. We've got more from Phil Hotzenpiller after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Well, he's the founder and president of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California, dealing with the crazy antics of a governor that a recall is in serious movement here. Phil, last I heard that they've got over a million signatures right now, and these are probably legit signatures, not the one that they use for voting, to get rid of Gavin Newsom, huh?
Yeah, in fact, I just got word that there's some serious money coming in from the Republican Party this week to actually speed this thing up. They got an extension for it till March 15th, I believe is the date. Mm-hmm. And then I've got a phone call coming up with some different political people and influencers in California. I've got that coming tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So I think the great thing about this, I don't know if you remember Gavin Newsom, Gray Davis, when he was recalled, mm-hmm. there was over 100 people who ran for governor. I don't know if you remember that. And then Schwarzenegger became kind of the
surviving
ran
survivor.
The last minute there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. So this can really happen. People say, can this really happen? Absolutely it can happen. Mm-hmm. And people are so tired of this guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy is like duplicitous on every level. And well, so I'm, mm-hmm. for me well, personally, I just love to see him, now here's the question. Can he appoint himself as senator?
Well, yeah, that's the other question is that, but he better move pretty quickly if he's going to do that, because,
can you do that, Bill? I mean, I don't know.
Why not?
The procedure.
I don't know. I don't know that he couldn't. He couldn't do that. But I have to look into it a little bit further to see if that's, if somehow he's unable to do that. He just has to be careful not to take any money, or otherwise he's going to go and find the empty cell that Blagojevich missed out on, There's no longer in.
Well, it's an interesting day. Bill, kind of looking back, I came across President Eisenhower's final speech that he gave.
I was going to ask you about that. This is, ladies and gentlemen, you got to hear what Phil's going to share with us right now, because to think about it, what are we talking? 60 years, 59 years later.
1961 was when he gave this. So it's roughly 60 years exactly to the mark. You're right on track. Anyway, these are just a few highlights from it. It's a much longer speech, but basically what he said is he gave a warning of a, quote, a scientific technological elite. So it'd be very similar to what we see today in big tech and pharma. And this is what he said. We face a hostile ideology, global in scope, atheistic in character, ruthless in purpose, and insidious in method of indefinite duration. He goes on to say the potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. Okay, let me just speed up a little bit here. We must be on alert to the danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific technological elite. You and I and our government must avoid the impulse to live only for today, plundering for our own ease and convenience the precious resources of tomorrow. And then, to me, this is maybe the great statement at the end. We cannot mortgage our grandchildren's material assets without risking the loss also of their political and spiritual heritage. That's right where we are.
Oh, wow. Wow, exactly.
We want a democracy to survive for all generations to come, not to become insolvent phantom of tomorrow. I think he was speaking as a prophet.
Yes.
How about that?
Oh, no, I would agree 100%.
Different kind of, there are different kind of prophets. There's there's that prophet of the Bible, but there's also those who have the ability just to see what's happening in the course of human history and be able to speak to it. And I believe he did that very well.
No, historically, there have been people, whether it's the John Naisbitt, remember Megatrends 2000 and all the predictions that he made. Some people might even think Nostradamus in certain things that he saw. This is the thing about the prophetic, especially when, the thing is you want to be real careful is when you put yourself in the prophetic mantle representing God. At that point, buddy, you're putting it all on the line. And we know how that fares for false prophets, right?
Oh, exactly. And, how relevant has Orwell's writings been? I don't know how many times I've quoted him over the last 6 months, right?
Well, the kids in college now, it's a must read. They're all reading this as if some holy grail just came out of the ashes somewhere. And it's like, oh, my gosh, hello. I mean, exactly. This is what's happening. I mean, and it's amazing how you go to revisit some of those things, Phil, and you say, oh, my gosh, we've known this for a long time. We saw the trajectory. You and I have been warning people about this. The people at Influence Church are so blessed to have you as their senior pastor and their leadership, because here it is. You've taken a stand against this to cause them to engage their critical thinking facilities, their faculties, right?
Right. Yeah, and it's amazing to people. I mean, I hear this every single week. I hear, how come I've never heard this?
Yes.
And then they'll go back, they'll research it, and it's just amazing. They'll go, wow, this is all really true, isn't it? And I said, it is. And I said, you know, most of us in college or high school did not pay attention to history. Mm-hmm. We had other things in our mind. And I understand that. But right now, I just remind our people, it's time to get back in the game. It's time to learn, study, be a student, and be aware of what's happening in your world, because you know, you're the guardian of it. You've got to, if you don't play the guardian, who will?
Exactly. Well, Ronald Reagan was clear. I mean, he said, look, it doesn't pass in the bloodstream. I mean, we're one generation away from losing this democracy, and here we are, and we've been warned for a long time, Phil. I would say certainly in the last decade that America is approaching that tipping point, and here we are. We're at that critical point, and you and I talked about this before, and this was something that I believe that God had shown me and, you know, during one of my devotional sessions, and that is that he said that, you know, every once in a while in life, there comes a time when a critical moment will come into play, and that critical moment demands a critical decision. It is so hugely significant, and I believe this is where America is right now. We cannot be casual about this, and we have to go back and see, okay, when did we lose our way? When did we abandon truth as the anchor of and foundation, really the foundation of our Constitution? When did that happen? And if we go back to that point in time, and because some people go, well, it was when we took prayer out of school. And they go back further and said, oh, no, it was when we relinquished the public school system to progressives. And then we go back further and go, actually, you can go back to Darwinism. Darwinism kind of opened the door to this atheistic thinking and this validation that there was no God, and it's been growing since. And, of course, all that, you know, promoted and opened the door to eugenicism and Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood and just go forward up the continuum. But we need to go back and realize where we made the wrong turn, correct the turn, go back and return to these godly principles, because, you know, as you know better than I do, in the Old Testament, time and again, when Israel made the wrong turn and they were able to have enough leadership and capacity of conscience to be able to say, we need to return to God. We need to return to first principles. And this is where America is right now. Now, whether or not it has the courage is a question. Whether or not even our Supreme Court, does it have the courage to call out these institutions that are so madly corrupt? Do they have the courage to say, no more? We're going to, the line in the sand is here. Is it going to be backed up by a majority of Americans that realize that truth matters and that we can no longer live with this compromise, Phil?
Oh, exactly. And I believe we are at a tipping point in America, and it is really critical. Everything is really hinging on this. I don't know if you just saw the final numbers for Iowa, the lieutenant colonel, the doctor.
Right.
Six votes.
Six votes, yes. Amazing.
I'm sure there's going to be some that'll be contested, but that shows you how close this is to changing the course of history. And so when people think, I don't need to vote, I don't have to go out there and do that, they're just really not thinking wisely. And I think it's time for us to think wisely about our local governments and what we're doing and really making a difference everywhere we go.
And we have to take a stand and keep standing for truth and freedom, because this is where our liberties come from God himself, right?
Amen. Yeah, God is the author of truth, and God is the author of our life, and far be it from us that we should do anything but trust in the Lord and follow his direction.
A choice is to be made. Who you will follow these days? Will it be God or will it be the globalist? Phil Hotzenpiller, thank you, Phil.
Here's Norm Schenck with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Men around the country may have participated in No Shave November, but the Tide Radio Ministry is taking it much further.
once again. We are initiating our unique Year Beard Challenge to raise support and awareness for the Tide Radio Ministry. We're looking for men who are willing to stop shaving and grow a beard for the entire year. Through the Year Beard campaign, the bearded guys will each have a goal to help provide more airtime for the Tide Ministry's gospel radio broadcast in Asia, Africa, and Europe. Participants in the Year Beard Challenge can sign up to grow their beards for 1, 3, 6, or all 12 months, with the ultimate goal of making it possible for more people to hear about Jesus in their own language.
To learn more about how you or someone you know can help the Tide Ministry share the gospel by simply putting away your razor and telling people why, visit yearbeard.org. That's yearbeard.org.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The first shipment of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine arrived in the United States over the weekend to await an emergency use authorization from the FDA. But a recent poll from Gallup showed that only about 60% of Americans were ready to get the shots. That's something the White House Coronavirus Task Force is trying to remedy. Admiral Brett Giroir says Americans need to know these vaccines are safe. The Assistant Secretary of Health for the Department of Health and Human Services tells CNN that the vaccines have gone through intense testing.
These vaccines have been tested in tens of thousands of individuals. There are independent data safety monitoring boards. There's going to be an independent, transparent review. The Pfizer vaccine will have an advisory committee on December 10th. All the data will be out there. The Surgeon General and myself and all the team are really out trying to educate the public. We have to see what the data show, but all indications are this is an extremely safe vaccine.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Just the way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Great to have you with us. You know, like no other country on the planet, America leads the way when it comes to giving. And I guess maybe just as a country, we've embraced that idea that it's better to give than receive. Well, Giving Tuesday is recognized each year on the day after Black Friday and Cyber Monday with the goal of bringing attention to the importance of giving during the holiday season. Our next guest is here to explain why Giving Tuesday is more important than ever this year and how giving on this one day and year round can truly make an impact, because it is. Joining us is Rachel Hutchison, Vice President of Corporate Citizenship and Philanthropy for Blackbaud. Blackbaud is the world's leading cloud software company powering social good, serving nonprofits, schools, healthcare institutions, and more. Rachel, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, great to have you. I'm excited about giving. Giving Tuesday is really becoming quite the highlight of the season, I believe, because people are so blessed by giving, aren't they?
They are. And, you know, we're in the ninth year. Blackbaud's a founding partner of this movement. And, you know, it really is aiming to kick off the holiday giving season just a little bit earlier, following those two big days of consumerism, Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
Mm-hmm. Giving Tuesday, you've been here from the start, and congratulations to Blackbaud and the rest of the partners that have made this happen, because, you know, people want to
really, you know, to give of themselves during this holiday. It's a giving season. But, you know, help people understand a little bit more what's behind Giving Tuesday.
Sure. So Giving Tuesday is a movement. So you don't actually give to Giving Tuesday. It's just a day when we lift up collectively anybody who wants to get involved, any individual, nonprofit, community, company, foundation gets involved and said, hey, it's Giving Tuesday. This is the cause I care about. Would you please support it? So people are probably getting emails in their email boxes already saying, hey, you gave to us before. Think about us on Giving Tuesday. So it's just that global day of generosity.
Wow. I like that. A global day of generosity. Blackbaud, you said you were there from the start. Who came up with this idea? How did this come together?
Giving Tuesday is the brainchild of a man named Henry Timms, who was at the 92nd Street Y. And he and a number of people were sitting around a dinner table and talking about that, you know, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, saying we should have an opening day of the giving season. And they launched Giving Tuesday, and partners like us have joined to help really spread the word a lot through our social media accounts. If you're on Blackbaud social media accounts on Giving Tuesday, you're going to see us telling lots of stories of our customers that are doing great things. Mm-hmm. And so we all just kind of jumped in and amplified the story to help organizations raise a lot of money.
You know, we love stories here, Rachel. Can you share a couple from previous years that come to mind?
Well, I actually have a really great one this year that I would love to share. So two-time Super Bowl champion Torrey Smith and his wife Chanel have launched an organization called Level82.org, and 82 was his jersey number. He was a Baltimore Raven initially and ended his career with the Carolina Panthers, and they're really connected to Baltimore, and so they are helping to revitalize staff and develop programming for Baltimore's Hilton Recreation Center, which is in a very difficult part of town, and they want to help the kids and help the families. And so we're actually going to be highlighting them on a story on our social media accounts about the amazing work that they're doing in the social good community.
Yeah, the stories like this run the full gamut. I mean, even including, you know, young kids, I understand, who are involved in Giving Tuesday in very creative ways, right?
Oh, absolutely. So one of our customers in Australia, the University of Queensland, was actually working on how to develop, get this and the timing, a rapid response vaccine to a virus. This was before the coronavirus, but a group of fifth grade girls started a crowdfunding campaign with $100, and that donation turned into an initiative, a crowdfunding initiative that 2,600 people gave to. So that's what I love about generosity, is that it's for everyone. It's not just the big donors. It's also these fifth grade girls who asked if $100 could help.
Yeah, and you know, you think about it, and these fifth grade girls coming together. I mean, this could be a part of their legacy. This will live with them forever, that they were able to, you know, flow to the need at a time when it was needed.
Yeah, I always say that good is for everyone, and people always say, well, Rachel, that's kind of obvious. I'm like, no, this is an example that, that you know, even a child can make a difference. And, you know, everybody can do something, whether it's giving money, giving time, or lending your voice.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've given us a good idea as to the impact of Giving Tuesday, but explain to our audience, you know, the impact and why it matters so much.
Well, nonprofits rely a lot on philanthropy, and about one-fifth of all donations in the U.S. are given in the month of December. But a lot of them are given toward the end of the month or even the last day. And, you know, there's a lot of need out there, particularly this year. And so this is a day that just lifts up and amplifies the need or even the moment to give back. And it encourages people to be generous. And, you know, being generous makes us all feel good. And I think we all need a little bit of that, too.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, this is you know, when you run into tough times like we've been dealing in this, you know, for the past 9 months with this pandemic, it has really taken its toll. And I think, you know, what we've been trying to do is encourage people to go through a reset, because when everything, you know, like the pandemic comes upon you, and it sadly has been so politicized, it's run the entire spectrum, that I think at the end of the day, it is kind of adjusted our thinking to be more self-centered as opposed to outward-centered. And this is what Giving Tuesday does. I think this will help us reset at a time of the season when we need to reset ourselves and think outside of ourselves. What do you think? Is that fair?
Yeah, you know, I know I've gone through my own ups and downs through this pandemic, and I have these moments where I have to get some perspective. Mm-hmm. And this is a day that helps me understand or remember how fortunate I am and that I can give, and everybody has something to give. Everybody even has, you know, just a little bit of time. And it helps us feel a really big part of the community. And that's what the pandemic has taught me, that mm-hmm. we're global, but we're also really connected, and we can all give back.
A great takeaway. We're talking with Rachel Hutchison, Vice President of Corporate Citizenship and Philanthropy for Black Bond. Rachel, you know, I appreciate your vulnerability and being so honest, because, you know, all of us, we've gone through that. I mean, the reason I've been thinking that we needed to reset is, you know, oftentimes we talk about and share with other people the very thing that we ourselves are dealing with, right?
That's right. You know, we're all connected in this world, and, you know, nonprofits are out there because we really need a safety net in this country. And, you know, we all need to be a part of, I think, and supporting that and engaging in our communities and remembering that there are people who could use a little help from us. And Black Bond is really just wired around social good. Our people believe this every day, not just in how we develop our technology, but who we are as people and who we are in the community.
Well, it becomes part of your corporate culture, doesn't it, at Black Bond? And that seems to be the case. And congratulations to you and the team that supports Giving Tuesday, which has just made an incredible impact. Now, we're going in. Is this the eighth or ninth year again?
This is the ninth year.
Ninth year. Awesome. So where can our listeners go and take part in Giving Tuesday?
Well, if they want to learn more about the movement, they can go to givingtuesday.blackbaud.com, which is B-L-A-C-K-B-A-U-D. But if they want to give back, they just choose the organizations they're passionate about, and they probably already have some emails from some of them in their email inbox if they've been before.
Yeah. Even if you haven't, I think that the emails are coming. I know this morning, and I was reminded very quickly of Giving Tuesday. So I think this is a great reminder for us to, like I said, reset ourselves, think outside ourselves, go out and be a service to your community and to others. And Giving Tuesday is just a great vehicle in which to do this. Again, Rachel, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
They can go to givingtuesday.blackbaud.com, or they can follow any of Blackbaud's social channels, like at Blackbaud on Twitter.
Rachel Hutchison, the Vice President of Corporate Citizenship and Philanthropy for Blackbaud. Thank you, Rachel.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Well, America, that's the question. Are you ready for a comeback? Well, if it's going to happen, it requires we, the people, all hands on deck. Not a political thing. It's not a Republican, a Democrat thing. It's about America. It's first principles, our founding principles. I want to bring Adam Holtz on with us right now, the director of PluggedIn.com with Focus on the Family. Adam, you know, other institutions, this nation itself, has been at a crossroads before. I mean, that just is what happens. But what I have observed in my experience, especially when good management is around, is when people have lost their way, it demands management with a vision to be able to rally the troops together to allow them to look in the rearview mirror to see where did we make the wrong turn. Has that been your experience as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I think, you know, I think it's the King James that says, where there is no vision, the people perish.
Exactly.
It's somewhere in Proverbs, I believe. Mm-hmm. I quote it all the time, but I don't know.
You're right. Yeah, and it's also the other interpretive version of it says, cast off restraint.
Right.
And that cast off restraint, how I envision that is when you let go of those moral foundational principles, you're like that hot air balloon that has a hole in it, that has nothing, it's no longer tethered to anything, and it's pell-mell all over the place, and chaos ensues. Boy, it sure looks a lot like America right now.
Well, it does, and you know, an interesting, well, I think it's interesting, you can agree or disagree, cultural conversation or observation I would make is, we love the idea of transcending limitations, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when we're talking about athletes who are striving to be better or people who are striving to be everything they can possibly be, that's a fine message, right?
Mm-hmm.
Excellence is a good thing. But I think in America, we have largely grown weary of the idea of limitations in general. And so we see that everywhere. We don't want limitations on drugs. We don't want limitations on, you know, people going to jail for doing the wrong things. We don't even want to even admit that doing the wrong things is possible. I mean, I look at some of these proposals to, you know, empty the prisons and defund the police. I'm like, do you think we're living in utopia?
Yeah.
I mean, those things are a consequence of the fall. And if you don't have a theology that gives you the ability to think about those things, there's an appeal there. Like, you know, you see these bumper stickers, no limits or no fear, or even, you know, I think it's Outback Steakhouse's, you know, no limits, just right, or something like that. And I'm like, well, if I walk in with no shirt on, you send me out. I mean, it's ridiculous, right?
Exactly.
No rules, just right. That's it. Mm-hmm. All of that to say that I think that there is an appeal to the idea that there are no limits and no consequences, but I would contrast that with, I think the path toward maturity is one in which we recognize that there actually are consequences for our actions, for our beliefs. As a parent, that's one of the primary things I'm trying to instill in my kids. If you don't turn your homework in, you get a bad grade. You get enough bad grades, and there are other bad consequences, you know? And learning to live with the reality of limits is part of adulthood, but I think as a culture, we're in sort of a perpetual adolescence because we don't want to acknowledge that there's limits anywhere.
Exactly. You're not the boss of me.
You're not the boss of me.
Yeah. Going back to what you said earlier, Proverbs 29:18. That's our favorite proverb, and yeah. I've used that quite often. And it, and first of all, look at the first line: a people without vision. And
yeah.
And that term really is revelation, and that revelation is directly connected to God. So, in other words, if you're not seeing things the way God sees things, you are going to cast off restraint. You will perish. Ultimately,
right.
That's what will happen. I mean, that's
right.
That's the breakdown of that powerful proverb. And this is why America is at this critical crossroads that we've been talking about, Adam, that really demands a critical choice. And it's up to we, the people. We can't blame Donald Trump. We can't blame Joe Biden or anybody else.
No.
Hey, it's us. I mean, and
no, that's
look,
right.
If we want to stand for fair and a free election, and because we believe that to be important because it has a lot to do with the truth, then you better take a stand. Because right now there are people in power. It could be Supreme Court justices. It could be state officials, election officials, that really just do not have the nerve. They don't have what it takes in order for the sake of liberty, for the sake of truth, which is foundational. It's all part of this vision thing that we're talking about here that's so incredible, because you got to know, I mean, as we were having this conversation with Pastor Phil Hodson-Piller earlier in the hour, and that is that, you know, we have grandkids, and the I mean, two-year-old grandkids, they go, that's not fair.
Right.
You know, who taught you it's not? It's not fair.
No, it's in the ether.
Right?
I mean, my kids say stuff, and, you know, I think, where did that idea even come from?
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know,
it's universal.
Sort of like when they come home and, you know, sing songs from 40 years ago, and they think they've just discovered them. You know, it's in the oral culture, right? And
right.
It's in the transmission of the ideas and our values, and I think at the very least, we have an opportunity in our families, which is the fundamental institution that God ordained before government, before anything else, to establish a family culture that says these are the things that we believe in, and this is why we believe in these things. And it doesn't mean our kids are just going to salute and embrace that without thinking about it, but there's a lot of research that shows that when you reinforce those values, you know, it goes back to the other proverb, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. It doesn't mean that you're never going to have rebellious kids, but it does mean that most of the time, if you raise them up the right way, eventually they come to their senses, you know, if they have that prodigal moment, and come back and say, oh, you know, this isn't right.
Yeah,
this
I really
isn't the way
up.
It's supposed to be.
Exactly.
You know, I did some really stupid things between 18 and 22, but deep in my heart, I knew it wasn't the right thing.
Exactly. You know? Well, because, you know, and it reminds us of what God said, is that he will place in our very hearts, in our very spirits, is the conscience that helps us understand right from wrong. So the challenge is to develop that like a muscle to where that conscience becomes so prevalent in our lives that it is our benchmark. It's our North Star. And this is why I've been so passionate. And I got to, you know, you've heard me say this before. You know, I just so respect the hard work of Focus on the Family and Del Tackett and what they did with the Truth Project. And I would say and recommend, you want to give yourself a real Christmas gift. If you haven't gotten in front of the Truth Project, you need to do this. It's been around for a while. It's been, I think, probably 10 years now. But
It's longer than that, 15 or 20.
Has it been that long?
Like, I mean, most things, it's been longer than you thought, right?
Yeah, maybe so. But regardless, the truth principles are just so critical. And Del and the team, they give you the background, and you will have constant oh yeah moments as you go through it. And I highly recommend your small study groups, your neighborhood, maybe a good way to get your neighbors together. Hey, look, I want to share something with you. Why don't you come in and we'll watch these videos together, and we can talk about it afterwards and see what you think. Because whether it has to do with, everyday life, the family dynamic, the political dynamic, our church institutions right now, which are under attack in a great way by some of these draconian governors that don't want them to meet, that don't see them as essential, but yet God sees them as so essential that he sent his only son to establish the church.
Amen.
So what's out of sync here?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And after you get done watching the Truth Project, you can come to PluggedIn.com and check out all of our new movie reviews, too.
Well, good stuff. Yes.
New version of Black Beauty, Christmas Chronicles 2, Dolly Parton's Christmas on the Square, and The Croods. So just got to sneak that in edgeways.
No, exactly. No, I did want to talk to you. No, absolutely. That's, believe it or not. Adam's here. We're here to talk about these movies that they've reviewed, and it's always there at PluggedIn.com. But we also, I just so enjoy our time where we are able to talk about life and God and these things that are so important right now. Because again, we're at this critical decision. It's like you're going to choose you this day who you're going to serve.
Yeah.
I mean, is it going to be God Almighty Himself, or is it going to be the things of the world that are temporal and fade away and they'll rust out? And here we are, wondering what the heck hit us. But we're at that critical time right now, and we need to come together. I mean, there is a war. It's as if there's a war on all fronts, whether we're talking about the pandemic, whether we're talking this cultural war, this war on religion. I mean, at every turn, there's no lack for war, but there's seems to be a lack for warriors, though.
No, that is exactly right. And I think, I think there was a time that we understood that the collective good, where other people mattered as much as pursuing our own thing. And I think that we have slipped into a time, though, where we just focus so much on ourselves.
You're exactly right.
And so I think that's a word for all of us. Mm-hmm. That's not just a progressive issue. That's in the ether. It's so easy to focus on myself, but what about my neighbor? What about my family? What about those who I work with? What's my responsibility to the greater good? Because we can lose sight of that pretty easily.
Well, and we'll be reminded again tomorrow, because tomorrow's Giving Tuesday, Adam.
That's right.
And a great time for you to support the interests, whether it's PluggedIn.com or a Focus on the Family, all the great things that they do for families and for marriages, and just an incredible resource as we continue to fight the good fight of life in the here and now.
Yes, that is exactly right. And then there are a ton of other fantastic opportunities to give out there, too. So, figure out, what your favorite charity or organization is and think about making a gift tomorrow.
Amen. And this will get us outside of ourselves to think of others ahead of ourselves and have a great season.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.